Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Melanie, you brought in an interesting story regarding the sex strike as put forward by Alyssa Milano, who was this, I mean, sort of washed up actress, I think, right?
The amazing thing is Alyssa Milano has been on a sex strike with me for my whole life.
Yeah, so she...
Likewise.
It's really weird because you shouldn't really be sleeping with people if you're straight who disagree with you on abortion. That's just a bad plan strategically.
I would agree.
Aside from all the moral issues, whichever side you're on, that's just horrible, horrible strategy.
But I also don't know that, you know, I would stop to ask a prospective partner what their position on abortion was before I had sex with them. That to me seems like a really good way of ruining the relationship before it gets started.
That sounds to me like you're opting into whatever rules exist surrounding the state at that, you know, in the state at that point.
Not necessarily, because they can just leave the state.
Yeah, but I mean it more generally. You know, I don't want to sit down and talk with a girl, or obviously not a guy, but a girl or whatever, and, you know, present it like abortion is just this key thing that I absolutely have to know the answer to before we can even pursue a relationship.
Well, that would be, to me, it is. There's a couple of things that I find just really, really important, and if that it's kind of a phase one or phase zero almost, you know, vetting stage, and if you answer differently than me, then we're not compatible. So actress Alyssa Milano has become one of the Me Too's movement's most powerful celebrity mouthpieces. I don't even know who she is, and I don't really care.
Alyssa Milano was on a sitcom in the 80s, and she was a heartthrob at the time. She was a very attractive young lady and is not an unattractive older lady. I think she might be older than she must be older than me, would be my guess.
I thought she was one of the actresses in Charmed, and that was what she was primarily known for.
If this is a picture of her, then she looks about 50.
Yeah, well, I'm about 50, sadly. I'm going to check her out on Wikipedia. They'll know how old she is.
Good idea. And so she's calling for a sex strike now, which is to not have sex with conservatives?
She's younger than me.
With anyone.
Alyssa Milano is younger than I am.
So this is her tweet. Our reproductive rights are being erased until women have legal control over...
But it's not reproductive rights. It's
you already reproduced,
non-productive rights. Yeah.
Until women have legal control over our own bodies, we just cannot risk pregnancy. Join me by not having sex until we get bodily autonomy back. Which is just a really ridiculous statement.
It is, because birth control is a thing. I would be legitimately impressed if she caused even one woman out there to go on a sex strike.
It's kind of a contradiction, because on the one hand, it's like saying, look, we have so much sex that we have to kill people in order to keep having it, but also we're going to go on a sex strike when men aggravate us.
It seems like a really good way of creating more gay men.
I don't know that sexuality works that way.
Prison suggests that it does indeed work that way.
There's something called situational homosexuality, and I mean, I don't know, you can define homosexuality how you want, but there's sort of the activity, and then there's the feeling. So, you know, I don't
know. But I mean, you know, she's not calling for people to stop having romantic sex or, you know, involved sex with their partner. She's just calling for a sex strike in general.
Yeah.
Well, that would include all of those other things, right?
Right. But presumably, the men could just have non-romantic sex.
With each other.
With each other.
Yeah. Or with any of the women who will not be participating with this, which is most of all women.
I'm really...
But yeah, even if they pulled that off.
I'm hoping the wife hasn't been hanging around with Alyssa Milano, is what my concern here is. I really don't have to worry about whatever men Aria thinks I should be sleeping with, or, you know, whatever women...
in prison, that kind of makes sense, because you don't have Amazon in prison.
You know, if a guy in a bar, you know, is told by a woman, I would have had sex with you tonight, however, I'm on a sex strike because Alyssa Milano wants us to wants women generally to go on sex strikes, that guy is not going to be in any way motivated to contact his congressperson to get political stuff done. And I think that Alyssa Milano is misguided in the notion that, A, his opinion would matter. As a man who has contacted more than one congressperson, I can tell you they don't care what I say either. So, you know, all of this just sounds misguided.
You only even get personalized letters back in New Hampshire. Most, anywhere else and on a federal level, it's just a form letter. Thank you for contacting.
It's a form letter in New Hampshire, too.
I feel like I've gotten specific letters back.
It does sort of seem like she's saying that, you know, men should have this decision to make in regard to abortion laws and that they made it wrong, but she still seems to want to defer to men to make
the
decision.
Many of the people who made the decision were male. But it does not mean that this is the problem. This is the logical fallacy that goes through so many feminists' head, is that because many men, mostly men, made the decision to make whatever it was legal or illegal, does not mean that men have the ability to make that decision.
Melanie, you've been telling us about this story where Alyssa Milano has this idea, but she doesn't seem to know what effects it's going to have. It's like she just came up with the idea.
Yeah, she kind of just feels, I mean, based on her tweet, it kind of just feels like she thinks that if we all quit sleeping with men, then abortion will become legal through the power of
Vagina magic. So I don't think that there's any requirement to have deeply thought out your tweet.
Sure.
I mean, at 140 words, characters, as it used to be at least, now it's not.
Well, yeah, and that's fair, too. You don't have room in Twitter to put a full plan for anything.
Well, there is a website called Tweetlong or Tweetlonger or something like that where you can post an excerpt and link to the larger tweet, or you can write a blog post and link to that. There are plenty of ways to get the information there within that
tweet. I think Alyssa Milano has enjoyed a great deal of sexual power in her life, being one of the most attractive women in America at one point, and that she may have a misplaced value on sex and its power. Just guessing.
You know that I brought up that like 800 pedestrians were struck by cars here in New Mexico. And so 86 of those are killed.
86 pedestrians killed by drivers in New Mexico.
All right.
Well, 800 of them altogether were struck.
All right.
So
you have the casualty report and then the dead. All right.
So how many? Go ahead.
So 86 of them are dead. So 720 are alive, but got their legs broken, hips busted. But
yeah, I don't think the numbers are that high, Sarah.
Or they just got bumped. No, maybe they are. I mean, it sounds like she's got some, you know, she's been looking for some numbers. I do see some stats now and then that...
Well, I mean, a couple of weeks ago she called and said it was 800 road workers who had been hit in a single month by drivers. And now it's, 800 pedestrians.
Yeah, there were 800, incidences or something. Go ahead, Sarah. What's your premise? What's your timeline for eliminating the combustion engine from planet Earth?
Well, is drunk driving not illegal in New Mexico?
Well, drunk driving, it's supposed to be illegal, but everybody drives drunk.
To be illegal. It is illegal in all 50 states to drive with a BAC over 0.08 at or above 0.08. Because that is effectively a federal law.
The conservatives aren't exactly the most rational organization when it comes to abortion.
Certainly not.
Who's more likely to get an abortion, a conservative or a liberal?
A liberal.
Right, okay. But you can be rational but also not be willing to kill a whole bunch of people in order to win an election.
Just saying.
Which political party is that?
What's that?
Which political party is that?
Is what?
That isn't willing to kill a bunch of people to win an election.
None that I'm aware of. Maybe the LP, maybe not. But it's still a rational
position. It's at least debatable with the LP.
All I'm saying is conservatives, if they wanted fewer liberals, would support liberals getting abortions.
Yeah, fair point.
That's all. I mean,
you're not wrong.
Right. So, I mean, the people that are most likely to get abortions tend to be below the mean on intelligence, tend to be below the mean on income, and tend to vote Democrat. Who else would you want to get rid of as a conservative? Who else would you want to get rid of? Unwanted children who are going to vote Democrat, be poor and stupid. Just saying, that's statistical likelihood.
I can't argue with it, but I mean, the conservatives argue from their quote unquote Christian perspective, which is that, these are children and they're God's love.
I don't argue from a Christian perspective. I'll say that it's the ending of a human life.
I want to talk about the situation in Iraq.
Okay.
All right. So what is the situation in Iraq, as, you know, succinctly as it can actually be conveyed? Because I realize it goes back centuries and, you know, it's a mess.
Well, generally, there's lots of situations in Iraq, and I'm not sure which one we're talking about. Go ahead, Al.
Right now, there's a war going on here, but nobody's talking about that.
Do you mean the war in Iraq as caused by the United States military, or are you referring to a different one?
There's a civil war in Iraq going on right now, and Americans are funding it.
Which side are the Americans funding?
Is it both?
The rebels to take the country over.
Can you describe the rebels to me and what distinguishes them from the not rebels?
Okay, they are wearing red bandanas, like, and they wear no shirts. They go shirtless.
All right. That's their physical description. Do they have a belief system that we should know about?
They only believe in money.
All right.
Those are the rebels that only believe in money, not the state powers that they're revolting against? Because I would say that's true of both sides, is that ultimately all they believe in is money.
Money is particularly motivating for humans.
I know. But these terrorists are attacking us. They are killing us. They are killing us all the time. They say, you dirty Muslims.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
I wouldn't propose to know what sort of pleasure a woman gets from sex. However, I can I feel some level of confidence in saying that they get pleasure from sex.
Yeah. It's certainly not just about pleasing the man or having babies, which is, it does seem to be what Alyssa Milano's tweet sort of implies.
Yeah, but it's just a thing that we can withhold because we don't care anyway, I guess. I don't know.
Well, maybe if you're 50 years old and you're starting, I don't want to use that term, but maybe if you're 50 years old and you're not as sexually active as you were, you're not going to miss it as much as someone who's 25 years old.
I threaten my wife with withholding sex from her on a regular basis, and she laughs at me. So I don't know what it is going on.
Do you laugh
there
when she threatens to refrain from it with you?
Oh, no. That's serious business.
Okay. Interesting sexual dichotomy there.
Yeah, well, that's reality. Reality.
It is
life.
Reality.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Weren't you married?
I was.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but you know, we were young, so we had sex like all the time.
Glad that worked out for you.
Yeah, it did. So, Melanie, you want to go back to the story?
Yeah, so Milano posted the missive.
That's the thing.
I think
she
there
wrote.
Should be a noun there.
Missive. The missive is a noun.
Okay. A few days after the Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed the heartbeat bill, one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation.
Yeah, one of the silliest too. I think what their plan is to pass these laws so that they get contested in court and make their way to the Supreme Court, hoping that the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, which is what's going to go on, which is why courts, or at least common law courts, are just ridiculous ways to go about anything at all. But yeah, so there's now a new structure to the Supreme Court, and there is soon to be another new structure because Ginsburg is not going to live forever. She's, what, like in her mid-90s now, I think.
I don't know what she is, but she's going to die.
And so by the time this gets up there, there's going to be somebody else, probably. So
she
yeah,
really
a bunch
messed
of states
up.
I mean, that's how you change laws in the U.S. You do a bunch of really silly things and see who can get up there first.
I can only imagine that it was vanity that caused her to choose not to leave during the Obama administration.
It couldn't be anything else.
Yeah. Well, I hope she doesn't mind that when she's gone, that the rest of us are going to be dealing with an entirely different place because she threw off the balance or whatever.
That's brutal.
Sorry.
I mean, it is brutal.
Okay, but if you're in your late 80s, you have to know you might not make it another 8 years.
Yeah, I don't want to blame her for it, though. I want to blame the entire establishment for it.
I wanted to talk about her premise, which is I think it's pretty clear her tweet is flawed and it's getting all this kickback and stuff. But if she thinks people are not going to have sex, like, the Catholic Church has been preaching abstinence and they don't keep people from having sex. So,
I mean, biology kind of has too. You could end up with a kid you don't want and die of a disease and people still do it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But I mean, all of that is a relatively unlikely outcome of having sex.
It depends on how often and with how many people.
Well, if you have sex every single day for a month, there's a 15 to 25% chance of becoming pregnant. And that's every single day for a month. And that's a 25% chance at best of becoming pregnant.
And then you divide that by 30,
right?
So, I mean,
that depends on age, and most people don't do it for a month and then stop. Like
well, obviously, we're talking about on average. But yes, most people don't have sex every single day.
But to turn that around,
as well,
all people who were born on the planet are the result of sex, and all sexually transmitted disease, or nearly all sexually transmitted diseases, are transmitted through sex. So while you can say that sex is unlikely, most sex does not occur in diseases or pregnancy. You can say that pregnancy is certainly the probable, almost certain outcome of enough unprotected sex, and that sexually transmitted disease is the probable, almost certain outcome of unprotected sex with enough people.
There's other times in our life where we're stuck with consequences outside of our control. Cancer, sickness, tragedies, things like that happen in life.
You're allowed to, like, do things against the cancer and kind of otherwise protect yourself against natural disasters.
None of those things are caused deliberately by another human being who is acting immorally. No one is giving you cancer. No one is giving you pneumonia.
Yeah. So, and there's things in there, like, there's things that I don't like. I don't necessarily like where that conclusion leads, but it's the conclusion that I think that I have to come to based on what I'm aware of. Maybe there's something I haven't thought of, but I don't see you. Like, you don't get a responsibility unless you adopt one. She hasn't done anything to adopt one, so I don't know how she gets it.
So before we go off any further, I just want to interject a story that I do know a woman who was raped and became pregnant as a result and chose to carry the child to term. And life is pretty good now. Like, she chose to be empowered around the subject, that she was going to make this decision, that things didn't turn out the way that she wanted them to, but she could make a decision beyond that. And that's a sort of a taking of responsibility.
The reason for my confusion ultimately was that you seem to be making the contention that a person is not taking responsibility for this pregnancy, especially in regards to rape and things like that, if they choose to have an abortion.
No, I don't think that they're not taking responsibility by choosing to have the abortion. I think when a woman is pregnant, she is inherently responsible for that life. And then I morally disagree with her choice of having an abortion if she so chooses. But I don't disagree with her freedom to be able to do that.
Okay, so what do you mean by she's responsible for the life? Because I think we might be using that word differently.
Well, yes, because I think, Melanie, you see responsibility as something you incur, almost, it's like a burden that you take upon yourself, whereas I think we can have a moral state of being responsible. And I think if I have it, for example, if I have another human life inside of me, I just by being a moral responsible person am now responsible for that life.
Okay, so you are saying that she is responsible to the baby and has a responsibility to the baby. Okay.
And Mark, you brought in a story about the first seasteaders, right, being arrested?
Well, they're not arrested. They're on the run for their lives, according to fee.org. That's the Foundation for Economic Education. And the article here from them says that the world's first seasteaders are now on the run for their lives.
Now, what do they mean by seasteaders? People who live on the sea permanently and not within the boundaries of any particular nation?
That's what sort of was going on in this circumstance. These people had created a homestead that was outside of the 12-mile international limit, just outside, near the municipality, unfortunately named Phuket, in, is that Cambodia or Vietnam? Or no, Thailand. Thailand, I believe. And this the one person here, I believe, is Thai, in, you know, sort of her nationality is Thai. And they were living this little sort of floating hut thing. And it was designed...
So it wasn't like a boat as we would know it in the United States.
No, this is... This actually had... It was a floating... What they called a spar, I believe. So this kind of weighted. It was like a cork with a house on top.
This does not seem like a good idea.
Oh, it was a great idea. Actually, it was the best designed thing so far anyone's come up with for a seastead. The spar platform consists of a 20-meter steel cylinder. That's long. 20 yards, folks. That is ballasted by concrete at the bottom. This allows for very little movement from waves, keeping the center of gravity low below the waterline. So basically, big waves could come along, and they're still fine.
Yeah, it sounds like it would work. I understand the engineering of it.
Yeah.
But I really would not want to go inside of it.
Okay. Well, it seemed fine from the videos that I watched.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want to go into a submarine either, and, you know, those...
I've been in submarines, just not one submerged. Maybe the thing in, like, Disney World where, you know, like you do the Captain Nemo's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, but I don't think of, like, a real submarine. Deep glass bottom
boats. I wouldn't
want to
do any of it.
Okay.
Jesus.
In February. Well, the problem
I'm
is
claustrophobic, that though.
Governments monopolize land. Pretty much any place on the planet that you go, some government has claimed that for themselves, and they will claim jurisdiction over you in that area. The Thai government decided to claim jurisdiction over these people who weren't even within their international borders.
My actual position is that I think abortion is kind of like a conflict between two values that libertarians hold. One value is the right to life.
Yep.
And the other value is self-ownership.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Yep, that's why there's no right answer.
100%. That's exactly right. Now, I say that that abortion is not a libertarian argument, because it really just comes down to, when do you believe life starts? And the answer seems to be different for different people. And that's the crux of this issue. And if you can't get an agreement on when human life begins, then you can't get an agreement on when it should be protected.
Well, I don't think that that's the only issue, because there are humans that are alive that I think that it's okay to kill for one reason or another. And most people, unless you are a complete pacifist, you agree with that.
Who are these humans?
Oh, boy.
People who are currently trying to murder you, for example.
or like people who are like brain dead, they can't like experience or anything. So it would it would be like okay or neutral to kill these people, because they're never going to experience.
Well,
again.
Right. So
my position, just to lay it out real quick.
You're brain dead. You're dead.
It's kind of like Walter Block's position on this. It's the evictionist argument. So like, you own your body. You have the right to evict people out of your body, so long as you don't kill them.
If you walk out in the street without looking both ways and you get hit by a car, don't expect me to shed a tear. If you have sex and a child is the result, then you have the responsibility to take care of that child. You have now created a life. You have rendered a person incompetent, whether they existed before or not. They are now a person, and they are now incompetent, and you are responsible for that action.
You know,
argue on Mark's side.
Hold on, because I agree with Mark as well. That's why I'm pro-choice but anti-abortion. Because
you are a Mike Hogg. Let poor Wesley talk.
Well, I'm trying to, but the fact of the matter is, I do agree with you, because there is no actual moral justification to go through with the evictionism. Go ahead, Wesley.
Okay, so kind of to argue on Mark's side a little bit. So I guess what Mark is saying is that you consented for this person to go on your property. So you can't just like evict them off your property and then kill them in the process.
So I have some friends who adopted a child relatively recently. I think he's probably 4 or 5 at this point. And I know that money changed hands.
Right, yeah. So you can pay the adoption agency, and there are limited specific payments that can be made to the biological mother, but you cannot just walk up to a pregnant woman and be like,
no,
I will pay you $50,000 if you have the baby instead of abort. That's true. Charge you with human trafficking.
I'm curious as to what those limited, you know, like how slippery are these limited payments that can be made?
It depends on by state. You're like, so in Louisiana, you're allowed to pay for medical expenses and living expenses during the pregnancy.
Yeah. Right.
So you can't pay off, and you specifically can't pay off debt, you can't give her extra money, you can't, and she's the one, like, carrying a baby, right? So, and she's the one that's not allowed to get paid.
Yeah, but if you're paying living expenses can be defined completely differently. You know, Ariana Huffington, for instance's living expenses are significantly higher than Ariana DeMezzo's.
She can't keep the money.
I thought I really wrapped that together. This issue does not make you or not make you a libertarian. That the abortion issue I set outside of the realm of liberty, because what it really comes down to is a decision on when you believe life starts. Please go ahead.
Okay. You guys mentioned the pro-choice position as being you believe that it is taking a human life to...
not everybody here
to,
said that.
Have an abortion.
I said it.
Okay. And sorry if I don't remember your guys' names.
My name's Mark.
But yet you would be pro-choice, and so my question would be, how does that work for, like, you know, just somebody going out and killing their neighbor? You know, we all agree that that's taking a human life, but how would you see the government's role in enforcing that, or how would that be
I see no government role in enforcing that.
I think the government is a highly inefficient organization, what we've seen up to this point.
I agree with you there.
And to hand them over this delicate and important task sounds like a bad idea. We've seen what happens when the government outlaws abortions. We know what happens.
Maple syrup.
So I had my maple syrup confiscated by the Japanese government while I was there. They took my maple syrup, and I was grumpy about
it. And still wouldn't let you in. That's not supposed to be how that works. They can steal your stuff if they let you in.
That's really the thing, is that first they tell me I'm not going to come in. Then they go through my luggage. They say, oh, everything's fine here. You haven't stolen anything. Then they tell me I've got to take my luggage through the airport, so now it has to, all my luggage that was previously checked for 13 hours and made it in now has to comply with the TSA's rules, or whomever is telling the Japanese people, Japanese security agencies, that they've got to do things. I presume it's the TSA that they've got to comply, but only so much as I'm taking it to the gate to then check it again. Like, it just had to be, my maple syrup had to be thrown away for the short walk to the gate.
Time out. You took your own maple syrup?
Yes. I'm from New Hampshire. We carry maple syrup around.
But you're not from New Hampshire.
I'm a trope.
But you have fully adopted.
When you say
adopted.
From, what does from mean?
Well, you are from Florida, correct?
Well, but what does from, I'm from New Hampshire. I left New Hampshire to travel to Tokyo. I live
in
New
Hampshire.
Right,
that's what I was getting at, though, is that you have fully absorbed the New Hampshire culture.
Yeah, I believed when I moved here that I was probably a Yankee lost in the South.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.